Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day, and we bless the name of Jesus. Let me encourage you from the gospel, from the book of Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11. Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11. And this is a very profound scripture that Apostle Paul is writing from a dungeon to a free church in Philippi outside. All right. And he opens the passage of the scripture with a note to rejoice in the Lord. And the whole book of the Philippians is talking about the joy of the Lord. And to experience that kind of joy in a dungeon is beyond comprehension for a normal mind or for a normal life. It has to come forth from the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Apostle Paul is expressing. So he expresses important things. Number one, to know Christ. Number two, to know the power of his resurrection. Number three, to know the fellowship of his sufferings. And number four, to be conformed to his death. And then he desires that he could attain the resurrection of the dead. That's what he says. So my dear brothers and sisters, Paul said, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death. Let's take an in-depth look at this verse. I want to know Christ. In scripture, the word know indicates physical intimacy between two people who love one another. For example, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain in the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 1. Secondly, Paul says, and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. What's dead in your life that needs to be raised? Is a good question to ask. There is no problem that Christ's resurrection power cannot handle. And how do you access it? When you make intimacy with Christ your top priority, you tap into his power. Some of us would be more comfortable if the verse ended after the words, the mighty power that raised him from the dead. But the truth is, if you want intimacy with Christ, you must be willing to suffer with him. And here the word suffer is not referring to a bad allergy season or a losing streak on the stock market. For Paul, it meant being beaten, betrayed, and beheaded. But it brought a level of intimacy with Jesus that cannot be experienced any other way. If you have suffered deeply with another person, you understand this principle. You will never experience true intimacy with somebody by telling them, I only want to share the good times with you. Often, remember, the strongest relationship bonds come from the suffering we go through together. Trials that cause us to know love and trust each other in a newer, deeper dimension. And that is what Paul is referencing to. And he encourages us to know Christ. Let that be our prayer today, to know Jesus, in an intimate manner, not about Jesus, but to know him personally, experience him in every area of our life, spiritually and physically and mentally, experience God and experience Jesus, to know him personally. That is what he's saying. And that's where your joy level will be measured. Because once you have an intimate relationship, you will be in exuberant praise of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, you desire that we'll give you top priority in our lives. You desire that we will commune with you on a daily basis. You desire that we will, oh Father, spend time with you. We'll have an intimate one-to-one relationship with you. Lord, you desire that you will, oh Father, impart unto us, Lord, the deep resources of heaven, the deep power of God. Oh Master, that you'll impart unto us the knowledge and the wisdom of God. You desire to give us your best. Hallelujah. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, Father, that deep desire will be created within us to know you intimately. Oh, Father God, to know the heartbeat of Jesus and to understand the mind of God. And thank you for that, Lord. I praise you and I bless you and I give you the glory. Today, oh Father God, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, they will walk an intimate relationship with you because, oh Father, when they are with you, they walk in power of Christ and the power of your resurrection, and you will grant them favor. You will give them grace and great glory wherever they step out to. And Lord, that they will walk in the favor of Yeshua. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, Lord, we know that sickness does not come from you. And therefore, we reject and rebuke every manner of sickness from our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke it and I command it, get out and enter into that body again no more. Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.